Welcome to day two of our back-to-school prayer week. Today, Pastor Frank Galley's message is about giving time. The key verse is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And now, Pastor Frank Galley.
Because we value time so much, we usually try our best to save it. We save time by using the microwave and automatic dishwashers. We save time by taking nonstop flights and ordering takeout instead of preparing a home-cooked meal. There are many ways we take shortcuts in order to make better use of the time we're trying to stretch. One day, our time on earth will come to an end, and we'll be asked to give an account of how we invested the gift of time that was given to us. God isn't concerned with how well we did in saving our time or ask us to prove how well we managed it. He wants to know how we use the time He gave us to make the most of the opportunities He sent our way. Are we taking time to make the most of the chances we get to share the gospel, help someone in need, develop our relationship with God and with others? Are we focused too much on literal time and not on the timing God uses to bring blessings into our lives? It's not just about counting the months, days, and years that pass us by. It's about making those minutes, hours, and days count. Paul calls us to redeem the time, to proactively seek making our time count by spending it with God, loving Him, and serving Him, spending time with His people, loving them, and serving them. If you believe that time is a gift God gave you, how will you use that gift to bring Him glory? Heavenly Father, You have given me the gift of life and have ordained a time to fulfill Your purpose in my life. I pray that I may be more aware of the opportunities You give me to share my time with others. I pray for wisdom in opening up my schedule to make time for Your work, both in and out of the church. May the time You have given me be given back for Your glory, honor, and praise.